The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I would maintain that there are a lot of perks to being single, but one stands out more than others to Abby.
Yeah, something weird happens in your late 20s. All your friends start finding people, and they start leaving you. And suddenly, you've paid $1,500 to be in somebody's wedding for them to call somebody else their best friend. And it's this very it's this very weird time in your life where people start pairing off. And as the chronically single friend, sometimes it can be a little lonesome. You know, I have this friend from college, and we were always kind of in the same relationship space. We would kind of be in and out of like situationships, but me and her were never like the relationship girls. We had never been the girls to get wifed up. We'd go on a date function here and there with a guy for our sorority, or we would, you know, have a 3-month situationship that would ruin our lives, and that would be it. But something weird has happened, and my best friend has got herself into a relationship, a long-term one. They've been together for a year.
This sellout.
The betrayal is too much. I thought we were in this together, Virginia.
She's going to choose happiness over your friendship? This girl. Was she ever really a friend?
Never. That's how I felt when she texted me one day 11 months ago and said, I met this wonderful man. He treats me so well. I think I really, really like him. And I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You're not allowed to like a boy until I say you're allowed to like a boy. But anyway, this is my best friend from college who I actually got to see this weekend and spend a full weekend with her at the University of Florida, where we went to school, go freaking Gators. And a part of that weekend was I was going to get to really get to know this guy who she's been in a relationship with for a year. It's serious stuff. This guy is not going anywhere. Although, you know, I thought I'm like holding out, I'm like maybe two single girls. I'm like hoping this isn't going to last. But turns out he's a really awesome dude. So they've been dating for a while.
Dang it.
I know. So
when that happens. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be long term, really long term.
I know.
God,
she's probably going to marry this dude. They're probably going to have kids. This guy isn't going anywhere. It's like I haven't even been here for the last 7 years. Anyway, so they've been together for about a year, and it's been really cool getting to know this guy. Got to meet him for a full weekend, and I say all of the feelings of betrayal because I do think there is a little bit of like, oh no, we were in this together, and there's some acceptance that has to go on, and you know, the perks outweigh the cons because you know your friend is happy.
Is that really important?
Is it really important? I know, but there is one perk that I have realized you get to cash in on once your friend finds like their person. And I say their person because I think it needs to be a long-term committed relationship. Like I think this is only something you can really cash in on if this is a good dude, a good person, because if it's just some random fling, it doesn't feel the same. And what I mean by this is when you are out in when you're out in a trio situation.
When you are the third wheel.
When you are the third wheel. That's actually, yes, that's the radio-friendly way of putting it. I don't know. Doing my breakup podcast for so long, I have so many random words for trios. I'm like, thruples. Yeah, thruples my favorite, but I'm like, we're definitely not a thruple.
Yeah.
So I'm out with my best friend from college and her long-term boyfriend. It's a trio. I'm the third wheel. There's one good thing about being the third wheel, and maybe this is specifically for women, but when your best gal pal is dating a good dude, there's this interesting dynamic that happens where anytime you guys go out, you sort of get to be their child. And it's this weird infantilization where it's like, I'm out with mom and dad. And if this is a good guy, he's typically paying for you.
Yep.
He's typically going and grabbing you a drink if he's grabbing his lady a drink.
Yep.
If we're out to dinner, he's like, Abby, don't pull out your card. I've got this one. And you're kind of sitting there being like, I have all the perks of a relationship for this weekend. I get someone paying for my meals, looking out for me, making sure I'm all good. Someone calling the Uber for me.
You get doted on.
I get doted on, but I don't have to go home with a man at the end of the day. I'm like, this is kind of amazing. And I realized that this has sort of happened in my friendships where they start finding their good guy long-term relationships where you get to just sort of like mooch off of them for a little bit. I'm like, this is love. I got to go sit in the box with his family. His family has a box at the University of Florida. He's asking me if I want a glass of Veuve Cliquet. And I'm like, yes, Virginia's boyfriend, give me a glass of Veuve Cliquet. And I'm sitting there. I felt like a princess the whole weekend. And I was looking at my friend. I was like, no wonder you're with this dude. Like, yeah. You get this all the time. I feel so doted on and just respected. This is amazing.
But
and I
was paying extra, so it's really kind of a sadness tax for him.
It's
absolutely.
No, it's not. It's not a sadness tax. Because here's the thing. God. At the end of the day, I went home to Virginia and I was like, you know what? He's a keeper.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's an investment. You are investing in your future because now I'm not, anytime she's on the phone with me talking to him or talking about him or something that they've done or something that he did that was wrong, I was like, you know what? No. He's great. Yeah. I don't care what he did. He is so lovely. Do not break up with him.
That's like one of the most giant green flags you can have. Like, when the guy or girl you're dating is like thoughtful and considerate of your friends and wants to take care of them as well as you. I mean, there's nothing hotter.
But then there's the doubling down on it, which can go the other way, which Mo has told us a couple of different stories, not to him personally, but we're on a first date. She shows up with her friend expecting dude to pay for both of them.
Oh, yeah. I was actually in a Lyft the other day, and a woman told me that she goes on every first date with her friend.
No.
Because she's the filter.
This is a year into the relationship. Yeah. I've been here through it all. Respect me. I've been here since the beginning. And you know what? He paid his respects to the bestie. So he has my stamp of approval. So I will be there at the wedding whenever it happens.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.